taking care of business here with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, our friend Steve Burness. Steve, thanks for coming in for our monthly podcast.
It's my pleasure. I love to be here, as you know.
Lots to talk about. Let's start with cyber crimes. I know you guys have an event coming up Monday that you're co-sponsoring. Obviously, it's always going to be an issue, cyber crimes online.
Yeah, cyber crimes online is getting worse. And actually, the government says now cyber crime is one of the most serious economic and national security challenges we face as a nation. Right now, the estimated cost is about $400 billion. And they say sometime around 2019, it might reach $2 trillion.
Holy cow.
It's just getting worse. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the next breach is going to happen. As we have seen in the last few weeks, there was four major breaches.
Including Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. And there was the Panera Bread is another big one as well. We're suggesting consumers do now is freeze your credit reports. I mean, that's where it's coming to, is you freeze your credit report. Yes, there's a cost to it. The attorney generals, I think there's 26 attorney generals, are fighting for this to make it free so you can freeze your credit report instead of being charged.
Yeah, Lisa Madigan's pushing for that, too.
Lisa Madigan's one of them, correct. Yeah. There's like 25 others. But yes, consumers should freeze their credit reports now. It's getting out of hand. I've been a victim of identity theft. Lisa Madigan was a victim of identity a few months ago as well. Others have been. You can't stop it. There's nothing I could have done to stop it. My stuff was stolen from from a vendor, and that's what happens sometimes. So credit freeze is the best recommendation for us, because for you rather as a consumer, because somebody getting your credit report is going to be very, very difficult to do without your permission. So,
Steve, is it going to one extreme or the other? In other words, so with the Facebook breach, is it? I know a lot of people said I'm just getting off of Facebook, or say with Panera or whatever the company might be. It's like, well, I'm not gonna go back to that business anymore. That's kind of going to an extreme, is it?
That is going to extreme, because it doesn't matter. It can happen anywhere. I mean, it can be a small little institution that you're doing business with in some way, or it can be a major large person. A lot of them do happen to small businesses. You're just not aware of it because they're not in the news. What happened to Target a few years ago, if that happened to a mom and pop operation or a small mid-sized company, they'd be out of business.
Right.
Target was able to obviously take care of this issue and has the assets to protect themselves. So a lot of small businesses won't tell you they've been a victim. So it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Breaches, a lot of small businesses. So as a consumer, you got to take the step necessary. You're protected.
Yeah.
The laws are there to protect you, but you've got to do your homework and you've got to do your due diligence. What I mean by that is you've got to look at your credit report. It's not whether you should. Every consumer needs to look at their credit report on a yearly basis. I don't care if you even have credit card or not, because that's the first way you know you're a victim of identity theft, is by looking at a credit report. And so many consumers don't do that. And then it's on there for 3-4 years.
And then they realize it's too late.
Then it's too late. And then it takes 5 years to clean up. And then you're trying to buy a house or a newly married couple. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can't get the house. You got this bad mark. Well, it's not me. Well, you got to clean it up. And it take 5-6 years to clean up. So,
what's the first phone call you should make, Steve? If you think your identity has been compromised, what's the first thing you should do?
Obviously, the first thing is you got to file a police report. So you got to file a police report that you're a victim of identity theft as well. But call the three carriers of the credit reporting agencies and let them know that you've been a victim of your, and lock your credit down at that particular point in time, and then ask for a copy of the credit report, because you got to see how bad it is. It's just one call. Is this usually the opening up, the floodgates, because it's not, the one call will start more. But a lot of these breaches happen, and you can be a victim years later. Mm-hmm. It's not going to end.
Right.
Just because if there was a major breach last week at Panera, or 2 weeks ago rather, it doesn't mean a year from now that your place is not on the dark, dark web. And I've seen some of the reports from the dark web, as we talked about in the previous shows. It's really scary. They had one of my my passwords. They had the first three characters correct, and the last two were start out.
Sure.
And if I wanted it, I could have bought that password. And it said, Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau Chicago, password.
And there's your password
there's
right
my password.
There.
So if I paid it, I would have got the whole password.
See?
They tease you and they show you the only parts. And it was correct. 100. The first 3-4 characters were 100% correct.
Right. And you always say, change your password on all your accounts once a month.
30 days. Every 30
every
days.
30
but
days.
Change every account should have a different one. So
don't just do Steve Burness 1, Steve Burness 2.
Right.
You change it up.
Change change it up. And characters, capitalization, and things of that nature. Yes, it's a pain in the proverbial butt to change these, but it's better in the long run, because if you're a victim of identity, if you have the same password and they hack into your systems, it could be damage to your systems. It could do damage to, if you're at a company, we've seen what happened recently in the northern suburbs.
Right.
You know, the phishing email, and they actually, she sent all the W-2 forms to a scammer of all the city employees, including the mayor, the fire department, the police department. So that couldn't simply happen on a breach like that. So you got to be very careful right now. And what we suggest, the Better Business Bureau suggests, is never click a link.
Right.
Never, ever click a link unless you call that person and say, did you send me this link?
Right.
And because it could be from your friend. I can get one from you, Andrea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It could say,
of course,
open this up, Steve. It's a great offer.
Yeah.
But you didn't send it to me. You were hacked.
Right. And I've gotten the link from Facebook and Instagram saying, oh, it's time to update your contact list. Click here.
Right.
I just delete it.
You delete it. If you think it's Facebook, call them up directly or send them an email. Never click a link. I don't care what anybody tells you. That's where all the problems are occurring with phishing emails.
Absolutely.
When you're opening that up. But they have spear phishing now, which is a new slogan. So basically, spear phishing is when they know who you are and they target you by your name. So they'll send your friend a letter saying, Andre's, call this person.
Yes.
Click here. So they're specifically going after people, and they're targeting institutions as well, and businesses, police departments.
Yeah.
The Dallas Police Department paid the ransomware recently. And there's, I think, the South Suburbs, there was one a few years ago who paid the ransom.
Yeah.
So a lot more businesses are paying the ransom now, a lot of them in bitcoins, because that's the only way to get their data back. So you got to be very extremely careful.
Change your passwords. 80%, and check your
credit. It's 80-85% are phishing emails. So that's by somebody clicking on a link.
Right.
So if we stop clicking on links, and we'll be in a driver's seat, and we'll prevent a lot of these breaches.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to Medicare cards. These are being issued now, and what do we have to watch for, Steve?
So basically, there's 59 million people are on Medicare, so they're getting a new card, and 75% of the people, according to AARP, don't even know they're getting a new card, so they may even throw it out.
But this is true. This is legit. They're getting new cards.
They're getting legit, but nobody knows they're getting them. So basically, the government's sending out new Medicare cards, because you may recall when Medicare was instituted in 1965, your Social Security number is entered. That was your number.
Oh, right.
So people are carrying around their purses or their wallets, whatever it may be, so they want to eliminate that, because that's a way of getting the victim of identity theft. Somebody has your Social Security number, they're in the driver's seat.
Right.
So basically, what you want to do is make sure you get the card, and then you destroy your old one and shred it.
Okay.
Don't.
Right. Don't just take it and toss it in the garbage can. Yeah.
Right. But the Better Business Bureaus across the country, including our BBB, is starting to receive information that scammers are calling. Say, hey, you know what? I'm calling from Medicare. We have your new card. It's going to be $25. We need your credit card number like this. Or we need your Social Security number because we're sending you a new Medicare card. Medicare, just like the IRS or any of those people, are not going to call you and demand information in 30 minutes. As I said many times, the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza.
Get a pizza.
That's
exactly.
It. Anything else? Anybody wants demanding money, demanding payment, demanding information, personal information, 30 minutes or less, that's a scam. Medicare government doesn't call you up out of the blue saying, you know, what's your Social Security number? They don't do that.
So get the card in the mail, immediately destroy your old one, and then do you have to call and register the new card?
No, you don't have to call and register.
Okay, it's just set. That's
just keep it obviously safe. It's a mixture of numbers and digits now, or digits and letters, rather.
Yeah.
So you don't have their Social Security number on there as well. But most people don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
So 75% of people realize they're getting a card. So those 59 million Americans are getting a new card. It's sporadic. It's going to be throughout the year as well. And anybody calls you regarding that, asking for information, it's a scam.
Right.
Medicare has said that 100% certainty. If anybody calls you saying you got to pay or we need information before you can send a card, that's a scam.
And again, if you have any questions, any doubts, BBB.org. Just go. It's a wonderful resource. Just if you ever have any questions or concerns, just go right to your website.
Right. Before you buy or hire your BBB, don't forget about it.
And don't forget, too, Monday you're having a special seminar next week.
Yeah, next week and Monday from on April 30th from 9 to 12 p.m. In the Loop, we're having a seminar on cybercrime, an initiative to combat the growing attack. So it's for consumers and businesses as well. It's free of charge. So we suggest you please, according to this with the Federal Trade Commission, the FBI, and the Small Business Administration. So the Better Business Bureau is hosting this event on Monday. Contact contact the BBB or cybercrime@chicago.bbb.org, and we'll give information against free of charge, but it can help you prevent you from being a victim of identity theft from both businesses and consumers.
Everybody should attend this. It's a free seminar, and you get a little information on how not to get scammed.
Exactly.
The weather's finally turning nice.
Finally
we're going to get, we're getting some sunshine, some nice temperatures, but that also leads to one of our favorite topics to inform you about: summer scams.
Summer scams. It happens all the time. It's a perennial problem, and a lot of it has to do with the college students that are actually high school students getting out of school and looking for summer work.
Right.
They don't have the internships like they were years ago, so they're falling. They're going into these websites and they're going to these sites that are not legitimate. You know, and they're looking for summer help. They type in the keyword in Google and they get summer help. You know, and they get these offers from these organizations who immediately hire them.
Yeah.
On the phone, they don't ask for anything about their background, but they want your personal information, they want your social security number, and they want your credit card to, you know, because they have to, you have to buy some products or buy some information from them. So that's the tip off to the rip off. So if somebody's looking for a job, a summer job, we're seeing a lot of calls already. If they say you don't have no training or experience and you're hired right away, that's a scam.
Okay.
The only time you should give your social security number is when you meet somebody in person, when you go for the interview. Then,
and think about it, you never have to get, you don't give your social anyway.
No.
I mean, maybe if you're applying for a credit card, but
that's you making the call. That's the key.
Exactly.
You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
You make the call. You know who you're calling. You just don't, somebody calls you out of blue or, and somebody just asks you for your social security number. They're doing this because you need a job, so we need your social security number. They don't need it right away.
And you gave a stat a couple months ago, Steve, where you said millennials are the most scammed group. Not seniors, not the boomers, not middle age. The millennials, mainly because they're young and they don't know, like things we're talking about, you don't need to give your social out.
Right. They don't need it. They don't have this information and they don't ask their parent. Because I remember being young as well, many years ago, as you may recall.
Yes.
You think you know it all. Unfortunately, it's not the case. We're here to help these consumers and students as well. But you got to ask the questions. Ask somebody. If not your parents, ask somebody else. And millennials are more susceptible because that's all they do is online.
Yeah.
And I have two kids. They don't do anything. They don't have a newspaper. They just do everything online.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Their phone in front of their hands. They don't even watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
So they get all their information and content from there. So they believe, like they say, everything's believable on the internet because it's on the internet. And that's far from the truth. I've been doing this for, you know, 30 years now. There's a ripoff or basically a scam in every industry. There's a bad actor, bad apples, I like to put it. So I don't care if they have a business. I don't care if they have a license. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make them a good business. So before you buy or hire BBB it, we can tell you information about the business ahead of time. And we're also referral agencies. Most consumers don't realize that. If you need a waterproofer, you need a new car, or you need to go on a vacation, you can go to BBB and get a list of accredited businesses by specific industry. We have over 9,300 businesses that are accredited by BBB that we've vetted.
Go to that website. Our goal, Steve, is going to be to get more millennials to go to the BBB
millennials
website.
We'd love to have more millennials and get involved with the organization as well.
Steve, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.